Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions Training Call. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. We have got associates on this call lined up from coast to coast this morning. I want to welcome all of you to the call. I especially want to welcome our new associates. I know that we've got a lot of new associates that have just joined the team in the last week or two, and I'm ecstatic that you're listening to this call. This is, in my opinion, the best way to start your week every week here in Legal Shield Business Solutions, especially as a member of the success team, is being a part of this call and plugging in. We've got a phenomenal call lined up for us this morning. We're joined live by none other than Millionaire Club member, Mr. Mike Bakken from Minnesota. We are so excited to hear from him, and I'm gonna turn the call over to him shortly. However, I did just want to announce a few things, or just cover a few things that I want to make sure are on your radar. Hey, listen, January is the month to open groups. I want to congratulate every one of you that has opened a group so far in the month of January. And I know we've got a lot of associates that are on that list. I was looking at a report just this morning, and it is exciting to see all the groups that have been open so far this month. As it stands this morning, and we've got the entire week here left until Friday. Obviously, Friday is the 31st. But we've got the entire Monday through Friday, the business week left here to send in more groups. But as it stands this morning, the company is sitting at 131 new groups opened for the month of January. Now, our goal was to get to 160. And I should say our goal is to get to 160. That's our goal. If we get to 160, we're going to have people winning thousands of dollars as part of a drawing. And every new group that you open gets your name in that drawing. So if you open one new group in January, you're in there one time. If you open five new groups in January, you've just quintupled your chances of winning. We've been giving away prizes throughout the month. We've given away some Apple AirPods. Just this past Friday, we gave away a couple of iPads. This week, we're giving away some $500 gift certificates and cash as long as we get to that 160. And so it's time to make a push. You're setting yourself up for a chance for success. Again, I'm so excited to see that and to see the results that we're experiencing as a company, and it's great to experience that as a company, but I'm excited to see those results that you're achieving in your business. I should say we're achieving in our business as the month proceeds. So, again, 5 days left in this month. Let's take full advantage of it. Congratulations to those who are doing just that. It is exciting times here at Legal Shield Business Solutions. Make sure that you've got on your radar as well. Next Tuesday, February 4th, so we're just over a week away from this, we're going to launch the month of February with a phenomenal training by $300,000 ringer, Miss Abby Parker. Abby is going to be doing a training on decision-maker meetings, and her training is specifically on the different personality types that you might meet in a decision-maker meeting, how to recognize them, how to respond to them. If you go in and you meet the decision maker and they give you a two-handed handshake, like they shake your hand but then they put their other hand over the top, how do you structure your decision maker meeting based on that? That's what Abby's going to be talking about. It's a phenomenal training. I've heard her train on this several times, and so I would love to invite you to be a part of that. If you have not registered yet for that training, you can do so right now at www.solutionswebinar.com. Solutions, plural, with an S, webinar.com. And you can go register for that right there, and you are good to go. You'll get notifications for that and other advanced training webinars that we'll do throughout the year. For example, we've got our very own Mr. Mark Rich is going to be training in April. We've got a competitive intelligence webinar coming up in March. We're putting a lot of time and energy into developing great content there for our solutions associates, and so I'm excited about those. And again, that's next Tuesday. We're going to be hearing from Abby Parker. Make sure you're registered for that. www.solutionswebinar.com is where you go to register for that. Make sure that you're checking out our back office at www.successteamworld.com. If you have not yet created an account, I know we've got some new associates. Hopefully all of you have, but if for some reason you have not, make sure that you're doing that ASAP. That's www.successteamworld.com. And we just put together a new video that kind of shows you your way around that back office. So that's something that you definitely want to check out. It's right at the top of the page when you log in. It says check out the new back office tour video. And I would recommend that you take a few minutes and just watch that video and become more familiar with some of those areas of the back office. There's phenomenal information. I know if you're anything like me, you get on a page that has more than two links, and you tend to get a little bit lost or distracted. So that tour video will help you just kind of learn some of the important areas of that back office at successteamworld.com. You know, it's one of those things that being a part of the success team just gives you additional advantages in addition to being a part of Legal Shield. I mean, any Legal Shield associate has the opportunity to go out and market incredible products. They've got incredible compensation opportunities. We've got commission plans that are paying us not only upfront advance commissions or earned commissions based on what we're writing, the business that we're submitting, but we've got residual income that's coming in. We've got the opportunity for bonuses. You know, again, we've got people winning thousands of dollars in bonuses this month, not to mention the other prizes that are being given away. I mean, literally, Legal Shield is pouring a lot of money into Business Solutions. But being a part of the success team, you just have more than that. You've got the opportunity to get trained. You've got the opportunity to watch sample presentations. We've got our website that gives you easy access to some of the most important tools and resources that you have at your fingertips as a Legal Shield associate. So, you know, it's just a resource. It's something that gives us a competitive edge in the marketplace. I've always been proud of that and grateful for it. So just make sure that you're familiar with some of those resources, and that new back office tour video will certainly help you become more familiar with some of those resources that are available on that successteamworld.com site. But again, congratulations to all of our associates that are just kicking butt and taking names. I can't wait to see so many of you at the Dallas Convention. We've got Dallas Convention tickets on sale right now. You can click on the events page at your Legal Shield, at the Success Team World website. It's the little icon that has the calendar on it up at the top of the page. The events page, I know that we've got reduced discounted tickets that are available to that Dallas convention coming up the first weekend in April. So make sure that you're taking advantage of that. But again, folks, it's an exciting time. We've got a ton of great things that are happening. We've got a lot of associates that have seen massive success, not just in the last year or the last decade. I'm talking right now in the month of January. There are associates that are out there opening groups, doing enrollments, signing up people. The need for our solutions, the need for our products has never been greater than it is right now. So make sure that you're taking full advantage of that. And a lot of that just comes back to our commitment as individuals. What are we committed to do right now, today, this week, today, in our business? Are we willing to do the work that's going to lead to results? And are we willing to go above and beyond a little bit? You know, I remember Bob Nissim talking about that. This was several years ago that he made this comment, but I know it's something that he's seen to be true and that many of us have seen to be true in our business. If you have a goal to make 50 calls, something magical happens when you go above and beyond that. You know, he would talk about if his goal was 50 phone calls in a day, if he really stretched and did 55, it was almost guaranteed that one of those last five calls would result in a DM meeting. I mean, it was just like, it's amazing. And if he stretched to 60, he would sometimes end up with two or three decision maker meetings out of those extra above and beyond phone calls. I don't know why that is. There's nothing scientific about that, right? I mean, because the logic would say that if you were going to make 50 calls and set two decision maker meetings, then you would hit that maybe on your 20th call and on your 40th call. But it's not logical. It's not scientific, but it's real. So when you reach above and beyond what your actual goal is, you get results that are not linear. You get extra results. And again, I can't explain that logically, but I've seen it enough times to know that it's real and something that I hope that we're all taking advantage of. I know many of you are. Many of you set goals at the beginning of this month and have exceeded those goals. Some of us still working on those goals, and that's okay as well. The key is keep plugging along. Keep pushing hard. And there's never been a better time to push towards your goals and to even exceed those goals than right now in your business. And I'm so ecstatic for that. So make sure that you're taking advantage of these resources, these incredible things that we've got at our fingertips. Again, tools that we can use. It's all there for us. Let's go out and make things happen. Again, I am so excited today to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Mike Bakken, from Minnesota. Mike and his wife Mary have been just incredible friends and leaders in this business. Many of you have benefited from Mike and his organization, the training, the leadership, the support, the insight, the perspective that these leaders give are just incredible. I'm so grateful for Mike and Mary and everything that they've shared with our team. They've poured into our team so many times, and we're so grateful for that. They just coming up next week on February 5th, they'll celebrate their 15th year as Legal Shield Associates, and we want to congratulate them on that achievement. That is absolutely incredible. Their tenure has been successful, and their presence has been known and appreciated here in that 15 years of leading their Legal Shield business. They are $150,000 ring earners, which means that they earn in excess of $150,000 a year from their Legal Shield business, and again, are millionaire club members in the business as well. That is an exciting recognition that shows, again, longevity of success. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, we are ecstatic to hear from you, and without further ado, I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. I greatly appreciate that. I always enjoy the time to spend briefly, you know, giving some nuggets, giving some insight. Just listening to you mention about 15 years coming, I can't believe it. I was a young man at age 40. I'm a young man at age 55 right now, and I should say I'm even younger today than I was when I started, and because the stress is no longer there from when I was in corporate America. And I'm going to get to that a little bit later. But when we joined the call late summer, early fall, when we did a training, I had my wife on and we did, I think, a fireside chat. And we talked about the product and it was on the legal side of it. Well, 2019, for whatever reason, was a product time for Mike and Mary. And I want to share another story. And then I do have a training to follow up with that. This one happens to be on both more of the identity theft side, but it's also a legal product usage too. And I want to share this story with you because I just have never had a stronger conviction today that people need our services more so than ever. And guess what? It does happen. Your conviction does go through the roof when something happens. What I'm about to share with you happened to us. So let me just briefly get the story going here. This was happened in October, probably shortly after, I think, getting back from Salt Lake City. I was, me and Mary were looking at purchasing an Airbnb property in Stillwater, Minnesota. We've been looking at them, and we thought that would be sort of a nice little niche thing. I've also been a real estate investor for many, many years, so I started looking at this, and I thought this would be something fun to get into. So we found a property, purchased, got the purchase agreement, signed, sealed, delivered, went through the city with the permits that you have to get in order to get an Airbnb all set up. And then about a week after that, the city called my wife and said, you may want to rethink about purchasing the Airbnb since the laws have changed. And that was a strange call because my wife thought, what do you mean the laws have changed and all that stuff? And so we looked into it, and each state has governed these laws that are passed nationwide, and it's up to each state if they want to implement or not. And Minnesota is moving forward with them. And just give you a quick synopsis of what that means. It means that a property, a home that you'd have as an Airbnb is not going to be classified as a commercial property, and the taxes are going to triple or quadruple. Well, that did not work in our little business strategy plan that we're going to do for the Airbnb. My taxes were, $3,800, and they're going to go just almost to $10,000. So I called up the realtor, and the realtor said, yeah, you should, it looks like you should get rid of that, get a hold of your banker, and send a draft or a note to cancel that. So in all the times of this, I've been dealing with this banker of mine, and her name is Tanya, and I've been dealing with her for probably 25 years. She knows me and Mary. I mean, if we walk down the street, she knows us very good and all this stuff. But I got to give you a little close-up of how I operate and stuff. And during the course of me purchasing this Airbnb, she came back and just, your interest rate. I just wish it could get a little bit better. And I never thought much of what she's saying because I was focused on the end result. I want the Airbnb. Yeah. I know I'm going to have a higher interest rate because it's a real estate investment property. I get that. So I didn't pay attention to her stress in trying to tell me that. Well, once I decided to finally cancel this out, I had to call her up and I said, Tanya, you need to write a letter that this is no longer going to work. And she said, well, Mike, you still qualify for it as far as the loan. I don't know how I'm supposed to write that you just can't qualify. And I said, well, on the purchase agreement here, it says if the interest rate exceeds 4.5% that I can no longer purchase this property. It was a clause in there that from the realtor. It's amazing how things look out for you when you don't even know what you're looking out for. Well, at that time, interest rates were 3.6%, and I knew I was going to have a higher interest rate with an investment property, but the interest rate she was quoting me was 5.25%. 5.25%. And I just remember thinking, why is this crazy? But I didn't even question it, which, hello, red flag, I should have questioned it, but I was so excited for the real estate side of it. Well, long story short, I got out of the Airbnb thing, lost $1,700 from permits and all that stuff, so that's closed. But now in my mind, I was thinking, what does this mean, this interest rate? So me and Mary were going away to a cabin in the fall of October, and I called her up, and I said, her name is Tanya. I said, hey, Tanya, I just got a question because you kept coming back about my interest rate's going to be 5.25, and I know I should have a higher interest rate as an investment property, but 5.25 seems very aggressive. And I could tell she was hesitant. It's like I wish I could have been in front of her because her eyes probably would have been rolling through her head. She probably wanted to say, well, you idiots, because this is what she finally told me. She did call us idiots, but this is what she said. She said, Mike, from June of 2014 – through the end of 2016, you had excessive late charges on a $24,000 note that you took out in August of 2005. Now imagine hearing this, and I'm looking at my wife. We're driving up to Duluth, Minnesota. I'm thinking, a $24,000 loan? I didn't take no $24,000 loan. Did you take a $24,000 loan out? I said to my wife, she goes, no. And I said, Tanya, this is not me. I don't know what you're talking about. And she said, well, I got the loan information here, and I even have the institution that it's from. So I said, well, give me the loan number and give me the institution. So she gave me that. This was on a Friday afternoon. We're going up, like I said, north, and it was like, 3 o'clock. I called this bank, and it's a smaller bank in Cold Spring, Minnesota, and said, hey, this is Mike Bach, and I need to speak to a vice president, someone who's in charge of loans. They got me this vice president, and he couldn't find anything on the phone. He goes, well, let me do some research, Mike, and get back to you. So by the time we got up to the booth, it was almost 5 o'clock. The phone rang. It was from the bank, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's right here. You co-signed for a loan in August of 2005 for $24,331. And I told that banker, I said, first off, I would never co-sign for a loan, so I can tell you that's not me. Well, the conversation ended, and we had the weekend up there. I couldn't do anything no more because of the weekend. But I just started thinking, I called Tanya back, my banker, and she said, well, you want to file a dispute with the credit depositories because this one happens to come through Equifax. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm going to get a hold of this dispute. You can only do this online. And to preface this story, I want to tell you, I've been a Legal Shield rep, like Mike said, there'll be 15 years in February, that everything that was going on here, I told my wife Mary, I said, I want to act like a consumer. I want to almost imagine I don't have these two products called ID Shield and Legal Shield. So everything that I want to do, I want to come through a consumer mind point to feel what it's like, the consumer side of it. So I did all this stuff, and then Tanya said, yeah, you need to file a dispute through Equifax or TransUnion, whichever one it was. I don't even remember. So we did that online, filed the dispute. Think of this. In less than 10 days, I get an email back from Equifax TransUnion and said, the dispute has been handled. And I'm thinking, as a consumer, what do you mean it's been handled? You never called me. You never talked to me. How can you say it's been handled? So I'll come back to that in a moment. So now Monday morning rolls around, and I call this vice president back up, and I said, first off, this is not me. I've been doing some searching on this stuff and thinking this is not me. I need to have documentation from your bank. This is me speaking now. Now, I've not spoken to anyone from Legal Shield or ID Shield at this stuff. This was just me acting out as a consumer. And this vice president said to me on the phone, now imagine this. I'm a victim. I'm a consumer. He goes, quite honestly, Mike, I'm not really going to have much time to worry about finding these documents. It's been so long ago. In fact, it's going to be on the bottom of my pile to get things done. And I thought, are you kidding me? My mind went through as a consumer. Are you kidding me? This is what you're going to do? This is what you're going to say to me? So I thought, fine, hung up. And then I said, you know what? Now I'm going to act as a Legal Shield rep because that was frustrating enough. So not only did I contact ID Shield, okay, and I contacted Legal Shield, and the first thing that I got an attorney on that specialized in finance, and this attorney said, I'm going to fire off a letter on your behalf. So they fired off a letter to this small bank in Cold Spring, Minnesota, and I don't know, within 3 or 5 days, they sent stuff back to Wagner, Faulkner & Judd, Minnesota's provider law firm. And it was really, I should say, a sloppy response from the attorney. It was like a little post-it sticky that they took a picture of, and then you could see my signature. But if you looked at that, the normal eye would look like this had been photocopied. So my attorney from Wagner, Faulkner & Judd was not pleased with that response at all. And so she reached out to someone who specialized more than finance and credit, fair acts, and all that stuff, and got another attorney involved, and they fired out even a more aggressive letter to this bank, okay? And now, in the meantime, I have ID Shield working in this on their behalf. They're firing stuff off to this community center bank, and I thought, this is awesome. But I still want to go through the mind as a consumer. Well, lo and behold, to wrap this up, it came back that it was completely taken off my credit report, okay? The attorney called me back who wrote the second letter, and they wrote some very intimidating letters. It's amazing. I shared this last weekend at our Super Saturday training, and I'll just read the bottom half of this letter to you guys. And it states, please rectify any negative reporting your company has released regarding Mr. Bakken. If you or a credit collection agency engaged by your report any negative credit information, after receipt of this notice, this may cause Mr. Bakken to file a suit against you and your organization, both personally and cooperatively, to seek any and all legal remedies available to him by law. This is when I got very serious about the conviction side of it. What would someone do if they didn't have this service? I always knew I had this in the back pocket of mine. I always knew I had this angle to have Legal Shield and ID Shield work. So ID Shield's working on behalf. They're going to TransUnion. They got all this off. It's not even on my credit report. It's amazing. It just blows my mind. But they had to go through these different steps. I told the ID Shield rep, I got the Legal Shield attorneys working. I told the attorneys I got the ID Shield rep on. And it was amazing, a peace of mind, how they just removed that stress from my life. But the story, what I want to share with you, because then I was doing some enrollments in the fall, and I shared with them, I want to share with you as a consumer, what would you do? And they looked at me like deer in the headlights, like, well, I don't know. And I said, when would you think that I would know I was going to be a victim of identity theft? And this will really blow your minds when I'm wrapping this up here. I was in business in St. Cloud, Minnesota from 2001 to 2005. I owned a car dealership with a partner in the car dealership. We closed that store July of 2005. The note was taken up for $24,300 and some in August of 2005. It was my ex-business partner. I was the notary of our dealership. He took a photocopy of my signature and got the loan done, okay? But I want to give you one more quick story on this before I move on to the training. So during all this, you have to get a police report. You know, they need to initiate the police report. The ID Shield wants it. They want their, all their bases covered. So I went to Stillwater Police Department. I said, hey, I got this. I was a victim of identity theft fraud. That somebody took my credit score or my information and code sign, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, you got to go to the place that the identity theft place happened, which is Cold Spring, which is about 3 hours away from Stillwater. But they said, you'll be able to do it on the phone, no problem. So I called the Cold Spring Police Department, got a sergeant on there, and he said, well, tell me about your case. I went through the case, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, you got to talk to the Stillwater Police Department where we reside. Think of this as a consumer now. What was happening to me? I was getting this ping pong effect, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, I went to the Stillwater Police Department. I said, I need a report because I have legal representation. I have an identity theft fraud investigator that's working on my behalf, but you're holding everything up. And as soon as I said that, I sat in there, I filled out the report, I did everything, and they said they asked one question I think that helped the process too. So what do you want to do about the person that did this to you? Now remember, this was my ex-business partner. I said, well, he didn't have nothing way back then, so he probably ain't got nothing now. I just want this off my records. But again, as a consumer, not having Legal Shield, not having ID Shield, what would you do? When I did that enrollment in October after this happened to me, the deer in the headlight looked at me, and the people signed up that never had signed up before. This is a re-enrollment, and it was amazing the power of, because what I really answered in all their stuff right there, you never know when something's going to happen. I had no idea that I took my business partner took out a fraudulent loan on my name in August of 2005. And here's why this never showed up in my credit report, another interesting part of the story, and then I promise you I'm done with this. The Commercial Lending Institute switched a software program January 1st of 2019. So it took everything off because the commercial side of it, they never reported to the credit depositories. Well, once this new software went in, it all popped up and it hit in my credit report after April that it showed on there. And I saw all the negatives, the reds in there, and I couldn't believe it. And I just felt so bad for my banker because she thought she was probably just thinking, what are these losers doing? They're not paying their bills and all this stuff. But to end the story, everything's resolved. The peace of mind, the ID Shield rep was amazing and did her work on her due diligence on her behalf, restored my identity back to pre-theft status. This is not even on my credit report. It's not like it even happened. But I don't forget people like that banker that said, quite honestly, Mike, I'm not going to have time to look at that. It sure is interesting when they got a letter from the attorney and got bombarded from ID Shield. All of a sudden, not having time and interest got resolved very, very quickly. So, and the other story was that was the legal side of it with the wills and that. But share that story, people. It's powerful. I share this stuff all the time, and the biggest hick on, the hook on that, what I always tell people, it's just like having car insurance. You never know when you may need it, but you're going to be so thankful that you have it when something happens, rather than squirming and looking, and what should I do, what can I do? Because guess what? No one was willing to help me. Everyone was looking at the eyes, and I've got detectives in identity theft that I know quite well. They always look as the victim, are you sure that you're not part of this problem? So you have to prove That is not you. Well, I have Legal Shield, I have ID Shield, but I kept that problem as a consumer, and it blew my mind, the peace of mind. I've been just telling people, you got to get this product, got to get this product, got to get this product. But here's what I'll say. You cannot fix stupid. There's still people today that know this happens to me, and they think, yeah, I don't need the product yet. Don't worry about that. Move on, move on, move on, move on. So that's my story. Now let me get to the training. Feel free to use that story because, again, it blows my mind that that even happened. All right, let me get to the training. My training that I went to will overlap a little bit about what Mr. Tanner talked about last week, but you know what? Repetition is good. I think sometimes if you hear it multiple times, it may sink in. But the name of my training, if you're taking notes and if you want to name, I guess they said, it's called 10 Steps to Developing an Unstoppable Belief System. 10 Steps to Developing an Unstoppable Belief System. I can tell you with the just two incidents that happened to me and my wife in 2019, if that doesn't skyrocket your belief, if that doesn't skyrocket your conviction that everyone needs his services, I don't know what more I can tell you. But let's get into the training. Step number one, take immediate action. Take immediate action. Why is that so important? Because your actions reflect your beliefs. And it's what you do that demonstrates what you believe. By taking even the smallest steps, you're communicating to yourself that you have, it's resonating back to that belief. So if you're sitting here today and you're brand new, what do you mean take immediate action? Maybe you're in the stages of going selling your first legal and identity theft plan. Maybe you got to set up an appointment where you want to talk to your brother or sister and say, hey, I just want to share some information with you about what I just recently started my new business. And maybe you're seasoned like I am, and it's still important to keep taking that action, take immediate action, because this all resonates back to your belief system. And believe it or not, I really believe, and I shared this last week when I did some training at our Super Saturday event, I believe more than anything your belief system holds you back from your goals, your accomplishments, and everything. So a little bit of action step on the take immediate action. Write down one action that you can take immediately that will put your dream into motion. One action. I'm not saying 10, just one action that can help you take immediate action, and most importantly, do it now. Step number two, acknowledge your untapped potential. I think this is really important to listen to the words there. Acknowledge your untapped potential. See, we all have more potential than we give our credits to because we're the hardest critic on ourselves. But that really is what that's saying is just it's commonly just that the average person uses only a fraction of his or her potential. So acknowledge your untapped potential. What would you be doing if you could immediately possess 10% more abilities and skills and talents? Just 10%, not 100%. How do you get those skills? You practice. You sit down with a presentation. You go through the training in your back office. You pick up those phone calls. You do the presentations. You walk in. You meet and greet. You smile. You say hi to you. That's all practicing what you're doing. But understand that you've got an untapped potential, and my whole part of this is releasing this thing called up in your mind that you are someone special. You can do this. Step number three, watch your internal language. Remember, all this is 10 steps to developing unstoppable belief sets. And step number three is watch your internal language. Now, I want to say this. I know for a fact that you talk to yourself probably more than you talk to anyone else. And the reason I say that with conviction, because I'm constantly talking to myself. The why it says watch your internal language, it's because the yeah buts. Can I really do this? You always have that, I hate that other force that comes in and says, yeah, but am I good enough to go do that? And just remember, people, thoughts are things. Whatever you think about constantly, you can achieve. If you're continually focusing on how difficult your goal is, you will never achieve it. So you need to eliminate the yeah buts. You need to watch your talk about the internal language. And I'm going to wrap this all around personal development because I think that's one of the most critical things to advance your career. I know it's the longevity of me and Mary's life in Legal Shield. I like to tell people all the time, and I'm very upfront with them, this is a very challenging business, but it's a very rewarding business. But you will have highs, you will have lows, and what helps that equal, I'd like to say that even still, is called personal development. I always believe the good is not that good, and the bad is not that bad. But your mind can take off and say, oh, I'm just really on a high. I just closed all these deals. I got all this group business coming in. I just recruited new people. And then the lows is, oh, I got a charge back. Oh, this person said they're going to do it that, and they quit. That's all part of the business. Embrace it. But your mind is what's got to take that with it. So have this mental conversation with you and say it like this. I know my goal is achievable because others have accomplished it before me. I'm absolutely committed to making it happen and willing to do whatever is necessary to achieve my true heart's desire. See, when you get on these calls like this, you hear other people's stories. I'll take back 15 years ago. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no idea that I was going to be where I'm at, a millionaire club maker, making six figures a year in residual income. I had no idea. But you know what? I had a belief. I went to a national convention, which I'm going to talk briefly about at the end of this. But I had a belief, and I plugged into the trainings. And I said, if they can do it, why can't I? If they can accomplish that, why can't I? Because you know what? Nobody's asking you, let's see your degree, let's see your pedigree, let's see all this stuff. It doesn't matter. Your past does not equal your future. If you hear anything from me, and if you're brand new today, and maybe you went through some challenging times, it doesn't matter. Your past doesn't equal your future. I tell people all the time, I've had a roller coaster of a career, but I've had an amazing wife that has been stick with me. We've had amazing personal development. We've had always God first in our marriage, God first in our abilities, to saying, you know what, I got to let this go because it's way past me. But I can tell you this, if you're brand new today, if you're seasoned a little bit, you can do this. You can absolutely do this. So an action list there would be list some of the negative self-talk in which you routinely engage. List it. Put it out there. Look at it. And then state this. What can I do to make things better, to turn my life around, to improve the situation, to achieve what I long for? So acknowledge the self-talk that's negative, and then write down what can you do better to change that. And it all comes back to personal development. Number four, neutralize fear and risk. Neutralize fear and risk. Here's what I wanted to tell everyone. Fear is a natural reaction to change, okay? So I came out of the automotive industry. Do you think I had fear going into a legal representation, going into companies with an identity theft plan and a legal plan? I had unbelievable amount of fear, but I wanted to change. I didn't want to go back to where I was. I didn't want to hang on to the past. I went in through enough trainings like we're on today, and I heard people saying they had success, and they came from different passes. And I said, if they can do it, so can I. So you need to figure out to break through that fear zone, it's called. It's important to realize that everyone experiences fear when venturing into unknown territory. And again, I'm talking to brand new people, seasoned people. If you're just coming on board this, you're going to have amount of fear. I just want you to know it's okay. Successful people acknowledge fear and manage it by confronting the cause and determining how they can prepare for the challenge ahead. I need to read that again to you. Successful people acknowledge fear and manage it by confronting the cause and determine how they can prepare for the challenge ahead. It's so critical. You will have that. Strategy for managing fear has always been to thoroughly prepare. So now let me just briefly stop there. If you're going to first prepare, you need to go through the training that we have an amazing training in your back office. Then you need to prepare if you're going to walk your communities, walk into the business. What exactly are you going to say? So when you meet that gatekeeper, what's going to come out of your mouth? You have to prepare that. Otherwise, you're going to go in there, and trust me, I've done this. I've failed in the past. I've went in there, and I've stumbled. I've mumbled. I've ran out of that business before and thought, oh, my gosh, Mike, they don't even know what I'm talking about. It's because I was not prepared. If you're going to make dials on the phone like we were talking about, and you're going to do that 50 dials, 60 dials, be prepared exactly what you're going to say so when they answer, it's no fumbling, it's nothing like that. Be prepared. And the only way to get good, the only way to get great is that you're going to stumble. You're going to fall, but that's okay. To overcome fear, we must plunge ourselves into the very thing we fear most. To overcome fear, we must plunge ourselves into the very thing we fear most. And I can tell you, I always point the fingers backwards because if you point out, you got more coming back at you. I was terrified when I first started. I had that self-doubt talking to me. Who am I? What can I do? Who's going to listen to me? What do I know about legal stuff? What do I know about identity theft? But here's what you have in Success Team. You have a group of people that are not only your cheerleaders, but are here to help you, to assist you, to promote you, to give you all the resources that you need. And most importantly, I think the biggest resources that you need is the belief from us that we look at you and say, you can do this. Without a shadow of doubt, you can do this. So one of the action steps there would be identify one fear that's stopping you from achieving your goals. Number five, we're halfway through here just about. Visualize success. You've seen and heard athletes all the time and Olympians that they talk about how they sit in a quiet place and they just stare out and they visualize themselves making the shot, scoring the touchdown, making the goal, whatever it may be, but they're visualizing success. Well, I want to bring it a little bit closer home for Success Team. I want you to visualize that decision maker saying yes. Then I want you to visualize, if you're in the B2B arena and you're doing group enrollments, I want you to visualize people being overwhelmed by your presentation and taking pen to paper and filling out and having true success. I want you to visualize if you're sitting down with your first prospect about making your first sale, that you do a fantastic presentation, you point to the brochure, and they look at it and say, this is too good to be true, and you take the pen out and say, sign here. I want you to visualize that success. You have to visualize the little things before you can get to the big things, but every step that you make is another step closer to the bigger things. I can tell you, again, when I first started out with Legal Shield and ID Shield, and I went to the national conventions, and you're going to hear me say that a lot, when I went to the national conventions, I saw the success of other people. I saw the rings that they were giving out to them people, and I said, I can do this. I think I said, I can do this, and I was very afraid, but I had to say, I can do this because I had my wife by me. So they said, I can do this. I'm doing this. But I was afraid. But I had to plunge through it. I had to get that fear out of the way. So an action step on visualizing success, identify a specific goal that supports your purpose and passion. And then like Jim Tanner talked last week, imagine yourself achieving that goal in every detail. This is some of the stuff, honestly, when I first started and when I first started pouring into personal development, I got to be very transparent with you here. I started hearing this visualization. I started hearing this affirmation. And I started really thinking, are these people cuckoo? Do they really want me to sit in my office and visualize? Do they really want me to wake up in the morning and say these affirmations? I think I've completely taken the wrong turn and got into the cuckoo part of this. But the reality is, it's not cuckoo. What was cuckoo was me not believing that it's possible. And that's why when I heard all this stuff, and I do this stuff all the time, I visualize wins all the time. All the time. I visualize wins for my team. I visualize wins for my personal that I want to accomplish. I'm constantly seeing it. I'm constantly feeling it, what it's like to get to that next level, that ring level, executive director, visualizing winning a trip, what that's like, tasting, seeing, smelling the ocean. That's a free trip that Legal Shield says everyone's welcome if you want to participate in it. Just. All right, I got to get going on here. And then Dr. Joyce Brother states this, success is a state of mind. If you want success, start seeing yourself as success. Step number six, practice affirmations. I just sort of brought that into both, but this is another step, practice affirmations. I actually have this written in my office. Guess where I got it? From the back office of Success Team. It talks about this. This is some of my daily affirmations that I go over the board and I look at it all the time. I am a six-figure income earner. I am an expert in identity theft solutions. I am professional in everything I do and say. I attract success because I am success. People like working with me because I'm friendly. I care about them. And on and on and on and on. But this is what I'm telling you. I've been doing this stuff for over 15 years. Just constantly doing this stuff, putting good thoughts into your mind. So You need to practice that. Make a list or write them or go to your success office and they're just there. Make your own ones, but always having that present tense. I am a six-figure ring earner. I am a millionaire club maker in the making. I am an attraction to business owners. They want my services. They want our product. I am a top recruiter of building businesses and building and changing people's lives. People want to be with me. I am there for that help. So constantly have good affirmations doing that. Step number seven, find others to believe in you. And I can tell you what, it's one thing to have a group of people, but you've got an amazing amount of coaching that's just from this team alone that believes in you. But really what it's stating is you need to have a workout partner. And you should really have a workout partner that is all out on your side, believes in everything about you. I want to state something here. The message at this point is that everyone needs someone to believe in him or her, and those who are closest to you may not be the best people to fill that role. The key is to find someone who is. And what that's basically stating is that sometimes your friends, sometimes your relatives, sometimes your spouse, sometimes your sister, sometimes your brother says, are you sure you can do that? That's not what you need here when it says find others to believe in you. You need to have a conviction that they're all out, they believe in you. So an action step there, take inventory of the people in your life. Are they pouring positive things into you or are they pouring negative things into you? One of the things they talk about here, one of the success researchers states this about it. I treat negative like poison. Negativity works like poison in the bloodstream. If you give into its powers, it will weaken your confidence and kill your dream. Your goals are simply too important to let that happen. That's how serious you need to have that negative. It will wipe you out if you're not mentally prepared. I learned a long time ago, 1% doubt and you're out. 1% doubt of your success in Legal Shield and team success, you're out. 1%. You got to be convicted. You're going to have trials. You're going to have errors. I promise you, you're going to cry. It's going to be frustrating. It's going to be, I've had discussions with Mary, you know, growing my business. I said, am I good enough? Can this be? Is this real? And I think it's so important to have this transparency talk because sometimes people think it's too easy. It's not easy. It's challenging. It's difficult. But guess what you're doing? You're building a legacy business to kick back generational wealth. Anything that you do there, it should be challenging. It should have heartache. It should have tears. And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube, click on any team success, click on some of the interviews by Mark Cuban, click on some of the interviews by Denzel Washington, click on anything from team success of people that have built something, and you're going to hear their hurt. You're going to hear their frustration. But you're not going to hear they quit. That's a key right there. They never say they're going to quit. They're going to get down. They're going to get frustrated, but they keep going forward. Number eight, draw strength from a higher power. And I'm going to tell you right now, my highest power is God. I put everything on the line with him every day. I tell him I don't know if I'm good enough, but I know I'm with you, so I'm obviously good enough. I let go and let God. There's challenges that you can't try to answer on your own. So to me, the only thing to do is get on your hands and knees and say, God, this is bigger than me, and I need your help. And I'm not shy. I'm not bashful to tell people that. I do it all the time. I believe that you have to have that higher power, and my highest power is God. There's no in-betweens about it. You just got to have that. I believe it. So let's go to number nine, dealing with critics and rejection. Guess what? When you sign that dotted note to be a Legal Shield rep, when you sign that dotted line to say I'm on team success, there's going to be critics, there's going to be rejection, and it's how you deal with it. I'm going to share some stories about here, but it states here, they say that everybody's a critic, and that never seems more true than when you're pursuing a dream or trying to enlist support. I remember way back when I signed up and said I'm going to go do this legal and identity theft thing, and they looked at me like I lost my mind. They looked at me like, go get a job. My brothers said, you need to support your family. Today, it's a little bit different. I don't rub it in their noses. Sometimes I feel like it, but it's a little bit different when I have this residual income coming in. But I'm letting you know, you're going to have critics what you do. The only opinion about your dream that really counts is yours. The negative comments of others merely reflect their limitations, not yours. But this is stuff you're going to deal with. So an action step there would do your homework. The most effective way to counter negativity is to learn all you can about what you want to accomplish. You need to become the student. You need to become the product of the product. You need to use the product. See, when I step in front of a decision maker, when I go do in a group enrollment, if I sit down with a prospect in recruitment and business, there's nothing that they can say to me that I don't have an answer to, because I've studied, I've learned, I've been on conference calls, I go to the national conventions, and that's what it is. But you got to gain that confidence, and how do you start one step at a time, one step at a time. So good. Let me give you some quick critics' corners here. I'm going to read some things that the critics said to some of these famous people, just briefly, and how they had to weather through the storm and why where they're at today. So this is first critic. How long will you go on training all day in a gymnasium and live in a dream world? That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's family, a plea for him to get a respectable job, not understanding that his desire was to become Mr. Universe. But his family said, get out of the gym. You're no good. What are you doing? Here's another one. Liquidate the business right now. Recruit whatever cash you can. If you don't, you'll end up penniless. This was from the attorney of the Mary Kay Cash, cosmetic woman, the tycoon. The attorney was telling her, sell everything, get out of it, you're going to go broke, right before she opened her first store. Here's another one. It's a cutthroat business, and you've got no chance of success. That was from Estee Lauder's accountant. And now that's a multi-billion-dollar cosmetic empire. Imagine that, the accountant saying that. Here's another one. You can't play the piano, and God knows you can't sing. You better learn how to weave chairs so you can support yourself. That was a comment by Ray Charles, the singer, who's passed on now, from his teachers. You can't sing. You can't play the piano, but he did. Here's another one. You have a nice voice, but it's nothing special. That was a teacher who rejected Diana Ross after she auditioned for a part in a high school musical. You have a nice voice, but it's nothing special. What if she would have taken that critic's story to heart? Here's another one. You are so foolish to try to sell sparkling water in the land of Coca-Cola drinkers. That was advice given to Gustav Levin by several consulting firms when hearing about his plans to launch Pierre Water in the United States. What if he would have taken the advice of the critic? Moving on here, number 10, the last step of getting that belief system. Step 10, dealing with the experts. Now we're dealing with the experts. Let me give you some of their quotes here. No one will buy a tape player that doesn't record. That was the opinion of market researchers that said to the CEO of Sony when they wanted to propose to launch Walkman. Okay, some of this stuff is old, and you're going to get that when I share this at the end of it, why it's old, but think of that. The opinions from the researchers saying it doesn't record, no one will buy that. That was from a Walkman. Some of you probably don't even know what a Walkman is. My gosh, now I'm really showing my age. Okay, another one. People will rent videotapes, but they'll never buy them. That was opinion of media experts who were later proven wrong when Jane Fonda launched her exercising videotapes. And they said, people will rent, they'll never buy. Well, she made millions of dollars off of people buying that. A global 24-hour news network will never work. That was network executive consultants that said to Ted Turner before he launched CNN. He should have listened to that, because that's just constant negative news. Who wants to watch that anyways? But I'm just pointing to the point out here. And then the last one here, there's no market for it. If they were, major airlines would already be offering it. You won't be able to find reliable carriers. That was the conclusion of advisors to Fred Smith, the founder of Federal Express. What if he would have listened to the expert critics? My point is, you're going to have rejection. You're going to have critics. Who needs identity theft? Is it really a problem? Does it happen anyways? What do you need an attorney for? I can write my will in a napkin. You're going to hear all this stuff. But you got to get your mind strong. You got to get your confidence built up. One of the action steps here, your confidence will grow every time you take a risk and outcome the fear of the unknown. So take what the expert says, have your strong personal development, and just move past it. It doesn't matter. In your business, let me just wrap up with saying this. I've shared this story before. My brother is retiring from UPS May of 2020. His pension check is going to be $4,300 for the life of him now. $4,300, 35 years for that. Mike introduced me and said, I've been with Legal Shield for 15 years. I have just about a double six-figure income of residual income, and I've been doing this for 15 years. That same brother said to me when I started this, said this, I don't know how you can do not knowing what you're going to make at the end of the year. And I said right back to him, and I love my brother, I care for him dearly. I said back to him, I don't know what you can do knowing what they're going to pay you at the end of the year. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a mindset. It's how you look at things. What type of attitude are you going to have when you're dealing with it? And I have to just bring in one saying here with the tragedy of Kobe Bryant. I love this quote, and then I'm going to end with this. Kobe stated this. It's on the Mamba. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that, Cody states. That's the Mamba mentality. We don't quit. We don't cower. We don't run. We endure and we conquer. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Find the silver lining and get to work with the same belief and the same drive. See, he just wrapped up everything I said in that simple little quote. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Have that mentality, you're going to be resilient, you're going to persevere, you're going to be consistent, you're going to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. You're going to have rejections, you're going to fall down, you're going to cry, the income's going to go up, it's going to go down. Persevere, stick with it, and your life will never be the same. With that, Mr. Riches, I'll turn it back to you.
Mr. Bakken, wow, fantastic training. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love the quotes, I love the rejection that so many leaders have faced, and I agree 100% with what you said. I mean, you don't get people crossing the stage at Legal Shield or really in any business that couldn't share something about difficulty or adversity or afflictions that they had to personally crawl through. That would not share about people that doubted them or told them that they couldn't do what they set out to do. Literally, almost every leader has faced that, and if you can listen to those quotes that you shared and think about the great leaders that have persevered through that rejection and through the doubt and the disbelief, and then apply that to our own business, so that when you're facing that today, when someone's doubting you, even when we have a little bit of that self-doubt start to creep in, just realize you're in good company. Because the best of the best have faced the same thing. And I love that Mamba mentality that you shared there at the end. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for that bear. I love that mentality. Let's go out and make it happen this week, folks. Mike Bakken, thank you again so much for your leadership. We can't wait to see you at our international convention the first weekend of April here in Dallas, folks. Make sure you're registered for that event. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. And we want to make sure that you are a part of that, taking full advantage of what it's like, of the resources that you have access to as a Legal Shield associate and as a success team member. Again, thank you to all of you for joining the call today. A huge thank you to Mike Bakken for that exceptional training. God bless each one of you, and we'll talk to you soon. Make it a great week.